This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And Captain Mike, how's the fishing been besides hot this week?
I tell you what, Don, I was listening to you talk about our friends over at Fito just now. And I had two clients this week have problems with the heat. Had heat exhaustion. And, you know, if you had a breakdown and you're stuck in that heat, that could become dangerous really fast. So Fito could be a lifesaver.
Absolutely. I'm sure that they probably have, in some instances, even saved lives, either because of the cold and hypothermic conditions or, like you say, heat exhaustion is very common. People don't stay hydrated. They don't bring the ice, and they're just not used to being out there, and they can get in trouble in a hurry. And if you got trouble with the boat, those two things is really a bad combination. Always great to have a Sea-Tow guy waiting to come get you. Well, Mike, how was the fishing this week?
Well, Don, I was listening to Robbie Campo earlier, and Robbie certainly tells it like it is. Lots and lots of 12.5 to 12 3/4 inch trout. Just not a problem to go catch 300 a day, and you may weed through and catch 30 keeper trout if you choose to fish, and you could do that with plastics under a cork. If you choose to fish bait, there's plenty of white trout in the deeper passes in the local area, Unknown Pass, Catherine Pass, Wrigley's Pass, those deeper areas with some live or even dead bait down on the bottom will put you a fair amount of white trout in the box. The red fishing has been, I would say, a little on the slow side. Your window of opportunity is fairly small because the water temperatures are really on the high side, mid to upper 80s. They'll bite first thing in the morning, maybe till 10:30 or so, and then it's hot and they seem to disappear. If you do see them, they certainly don't want to feed. I hear we're supposed to have some rain this afternoon. That's going to be a welcome, hopefully bring our water temperatures down some, and get our fish to feeding a little bit better.
Yeah, that rain is a pretty solid thing. I think that was the 50% forecast. It's going to be low chance earlier in the day, but there's going to be some pretty heavy stuff coming in later this evening along the coast. Mike, you mentioned those white trout. You know, and you don't have to worry about measuring size, count, keeping count on them. What is the general consensus on your clients? You know, speckled trout are kind of a glamorous fish. If they're catching 12.5 or smaller trout and they have to release them, or they're given the option to go and get a bunch of white trout, what do they usually go for?
It seems to depend where you're from. And I know you know what I'm going to say.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
If they're from Louisiana or the southern part of Louisiana, they certainly prefer speckled trout. If they're from anywhere else, they don't mind the white trout at all. And the white trout are really good fish as long as you take care of them properly, have a ice and water mixture, a nice slurry, and put those fish in there immediately, get them as cold as possible. And when you clean them, throw those fillets right back into an ice water slurry, and they'll be fine. Those are good fish.
Mike, everybody is familiar with slow down your roll when you're fishing in the wintertime and it gets cold. Sometimes you just kind of dead stick it. You don't even move that bait because you'll feel that little tap, tap. Conversely, when the water is hot, and we've got some water temperatures now approaching 90 degrees, other than going deep and moving water, what other technique would you recommend for catching fish successfully when the water's real hot?
We fished all popping corks this week. The Four Horsemen style corks with those real big beads on them, and they make a lot of noise. So, you know, you look at your cork when you throw it out, but you're really fishing an area 20 feet on either side of the cork. So when you pop that cork and make that good sound, those fish are going to come to you. You're fishing a much bigger area. So you are fishing a little bit faster or maybe a little bit louder so that the fish can find you. But there's been plenty of fish. They just hadn't grown that extra, you know, half inch or quarter of an inch even for quite a few of them.
Yep, and it's worthwhile mentioning when you get into those fish like that, take real good care of them when you're releasing them. Do everything you can to make sure they're live released. And you went out with us and CCA, and we're going to be having a campaign coming on Bayou Wild TV demonstrating some of them tips, because that's our fish of the future.
That's right. I've been educating my clientele. You know, a lot of them are repeat customers, and they say, last year we could have kept this fish. I say, that's correct, but this year we let him go, and it gets a chance to lay eggs for that extra half inch in length. Might be two or three more spawning cycles for that fish, and that could be hundreds of thousands more fry in the water, as long as we release them safely.
Yep, you can tell him, give me a deposit, and you come back and catch that fish next year, you can keep him.
That's right.
Mike, if somebody does want to book one of those trips with you, you're on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, AAofLA.com. That's direct to you. Give them that telephone number if they want to call and check dates.
Very simple. You can reach me at 985-781-7811.
All right. And he's also got the spots in Dodge Lodge if you want to stay overnight if you're from out of town. Beautiful place. I highly recommend it. Mike, thanks for the report. As always, stay cool, and see you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And Captain Mike Gallo, there he goes.